Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Filling the room with the aroma of praise, she did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Mark 14:8. Whether in words or by actions, true love cannot be contained. It always finds a means of expression, but you don't always have to talk about love as Mark 14 illustrates. There a nameless woman expressed her love for the Lord, apparently without uttering a single word. Scottish minister Robert Murray McChaney speaks of the woman's act of loving adoration and anointing her precious Savior with a very costly and precious perfume. Walk with Robert Murray McChaney, a Scottish minister and evangelist in the mid-1800s. If we have been saved by Christ, we should pour out our best affections on him. It is good to love his disciples, good to love his ministers, good to love his poor, but it is best to love him. We cannot now reach his blessed head nor anoint his holy feet, but we can fall down at his footstool and pour out our affections toward him. It was not the ointment Jesus desired, for what does the King of Glory care for a little ointment? But it is the loving heart poured out upon his feet. It is the adoration, praise, love, and prayers of a believer's broken heart that Christ cares for. The new heart is the alabaster box that Jesus loves, broken and filling the room with the aroma of praise. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 13, verse 32 through chapter 14, verse 11.
But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned a task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Mark 14. Now the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people may riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over.
It's easy to become preoccupied with the work of the Lord and overlook the Lord of the work. To concentrate on the people of God or the business of God and ignore the person of God. Activity is vital in the life of a servant. But so too is bringing your alabaster box to Jesus. Breaking it, pouring out your heart, and allowing the sweet fragrance of praise to say as nothing else can, "I love you, Lord." You need not be eloquent to do that, for God hears the sincere sentiments of his children's hearts.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.